Hey, this is Toggle. Welcome to episode 2 of Kangaroo Crossing. That song that just got done was a song that came with the program I'm using, For the Mind. It's from GarageBand. Doesn't say it's by anyone exactly, so I can't really give credit out to it. But I want to use it, at least till I get some other music. I thought it was pretty good, anyway. Moving on, today's podcast, or, well, maybe not today's, maybe tonight's. Maybe next week's. Who knows when you're listening to it. Maybe you just downloaded it and decided to listen to it later. Oh well. This podcast is going to be more about the furry world, what furry is, and, well, furry. Let's start with the history, shall we? Basically, years ago, the whole science fiction thing, you know what that is, started up and people started going to conventions dressed up like Trekkies, Star Trek characters, you know, the whole Klingon forehead and speaking in a language it's not real kind of thing. When this started, more science fiction things started popping up, more people started dressing up, more people started becoming things that they weren't. People from Star Wars, people from... I don't know, I really can't think of anything else other than Star Trek and Star Wars. I've got a one-track mind. Sue me. Anyhow, the more people that went saw all these characters and thought, you know what would make this better? Tails. Tails and furry ears. Maybe even a fursuit. As this started, more people started dressing up in fursuits, and slowly but surely, the furry genre arrived. Basically, these people were the science fiction fans that preferred the anthropomorphic characters. Now, I have to take a minute to explain what anthropomorphic means, because while I'm on the subject, I might as well explain what it means. Because I can, people. Because I can. Anthropomorphic is basically giving something that is not human, human-like traits, such as giving a chair the ability to walk around and talk. Well, that's what my English teacher told me anyway. Who would want a chair that could walk around and talk? Well, walk around, maybe. That'd be kind of cool. Just sit on your chair and tell it to walk places for you. Because you're too lazy to do it yourself. But talking? Then, like, complain about how fat you are, or how you never treat it right, or how you're always just sitting on it because it's nothing better. It's useless. It has no purpose in life. It's depressed. It needs pills. Well, chairs, anyway. That's right. We're talking about chairs here. Just chairs. Not someone else I know about. Awkward silence. Anyway, anthropomorphic is taken to a new type of level when they take basic animals like foxes, wolves, kangaroos, and give them human traits, like the ability to walk on two legs if they don't, the ability to talk, the ability to think, the ability to wear clothes and dance. Dance a lot. Dance, dance, revolution. Whoa, whoa, I don't sing. Sorry about that, folks. I don't sing. I can't sing. Never again. Anyway, once people started wearing the costumes, more people started doing the art, which is basically drawing animals with more human-like traits. They did it before, of course. I mean, this was always around. Look at old pictures of Greek mythology. We have lots of anthros. Anthos is the shorter term of anthropomorphic, just in case you were wondering. Anyway, they've always been around, but when the fur convention thing started, more people started drawing it, and it started a whole rage that became the furry rage. Actually, it doesn't really have a name for the rage. It's been getting more popular anyway. It should be a rage. I'm calling it the furry rage. I'm starting that right now. As time went on, more people started thinking outside the box about furry. And slowly but surely, furry became a fetish. That's right, people, a fetish. People started getting in the costumes and getting together and having intimate relations, we'll say. Mainly because I want to keep this relatively PG for now. I want to keep a general audience. I don't want to aim for just one audience. But anyway, more people started doing naughtier things, more people started drawing naughtier things, and furry became a whole new level of fur. Furverts, if you will. Well, that's a Wikipedia name. See, if Wikipedia can make up the word furverts, I can certainly make up the furry rage. It's my right, and I'm taking it. Fight the power. Anyway, this whole thing is what we base our furry off now. Now there's forums, now there's lifestyles. People just seem to be born furry lately. I mean, well, if you'll take me for an instant, and I know it stinks to take me for an instance, but bear with me. I was born a furry. I can't explain it. I've always loved kangaroos, and I've always loved the stuff with the furrier characters in it. And recently I've knew what furry was, so I found out I was a furry. It's so strange. It's like, not exactly genetic, but more a mindset. It's become a true way of life. I love it, personally. It's my way of life. Within the science fiction community, furries have become known as a subculture or subgroup of the science fiction conventioners. Within the subgroup of furry, there are actually several more subgroups. Scalies and orcas, for instance. Since they don't really have fur, but they're still under the furry community, they're basically the subgroup of the subgroup. I wonder if there's a subgroup of a subgroup of the subgroup. Actually, while I'm on the subject, have you noticed there are no fish furs? I mean, seriously, no goldfish, no anglerfish, no salmon. I'd like to see a salmon fur. Of course, the otters and the wolves would go eat them, but they'd be interesting to see. In fact, while we're at it, we should just go ahead and name every species and give someone that fur. Like all the humans, just give them some sort of fur of an animal that we don't really need or we never use. Like a worm, or what else do we never see? Every now and then you'll see a spider fur kind of thing, or perhaps some other creatures, but usually they're just in little cartoons. Not many people take those furs for their own lifestyle. Oh well, we'll probably see them in the upcoming years. There's actually a theory that, well actually I came up with it, but it's a theory nonetheless, because I can come up with theories, because I just can, okay? Stop arguing with me. Anyway, there's a thought, anyway, that maybe furries are just animals that have been reincarnated into human bodies. It would explain a lot now, wouldn't it? It's just an idea. It's probably just a stupid idea, but still an idea. Run that through your mind. Have a nice meditation on that. I know I certainly have. Meditation. Oh boy, I'm getting off track, aren't I? Right. Well, as far as the furry world's concerned, we have our forums, we have our animations, we have our cartoons, we have our lifestyle, we have our suits, we have our artwork. We have so much that we contribute, that we do, that we love to do. We are a growing part of this world, and we're going to be here for a long time coming. Now it's time for me to move on into the next section of my little show, a section that I'm hoping to be growing into a huge hit. It probably won't, but I can have my dreams. I can. I hope I can. I want to. Anyway, I call it Ask Toggle. Ask me a question. Ask me questions about your life, my life, anybody's life. Questions about life in general. You can even ask questions about knowledge things. Like, what's pie? The first question I've gotten is a question from some friends I have around the area where I live, who I'm very thankful to, because before this year I didn't have as many friends or any friends at all, really, and now I have a lot of friends, and I'm very thankful to them because they are pretty supportive, even if they aren't furries. But they do help. For safety's sake, I'm going to keep their names and secret, or at least codename them if I have to. It's mainly because I don't want my identity to be revealed, and I don't want theirs to either, just in case they regret ever asking me these questions later on. They probably won't, but you never know. Anyway, the first question is, Toggle, do you have a pouch? Yes. Yes, I do. It's very sensitive. I put a lot of things in there. And when they vibrate, I really should go to the next question now, shouldn't I? Toggle, how long have you been working on your artwork? About 7 years, truthfully. More than that in real truth, but 7 years is how long it's taken me to get as good as I am now. 7 long years. I can compare the artwork I've had then to the artwork I have now, and it's just amazing to see how much I've grown or how much I've learned. And I'm starting to get an ego here, I guess, but it really is a huge difference. But actual furry artwork, I've been working on that for 2 or 3 years. I take a lot of the stuff I learned from other things I used to do, like manga stuff, which I still do, but not as much. But I take all that stuff and I put it together to make a unique style, which I think is my own. And I hope if you do look at my art site, which is, again, at Toggle Kangaroo, capital T-O-G-G-L-E, Kangaroo, no spaces, at DeviantArt, I hope you would appreciate it, or at least think it's kind of cool. I do. I love my art. It's the only thing I really take pride in nowadays. I'm taking pride in this podcast here. I mean, heck, we're at the second episode. I've got a few people watching it, and I actually figured out how to make this thing sound pretty cool, and I'm falling in love with my very sexy voice. But, yeah, it's just, it's one of those things that I love to do, and I hope I get back. This last question comes from someone on the forum that I go to, again, furf.ca. Great forum. Please, if you haven't gone there yet, go visit. Again, I must repeat this. They're the nicest furs on Earth. Anyway, this question comes from She-Wolf. Hey, She-Wolf, how you doing? Oh, that sounded so country. Anyway, how you doing? She asks, what's your idea of a perfect mate? Mate is a very well-used word in not just the furry world, but other things as well. It's much preferable to things like boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever, because you don't have to generalize it in such simple things. I know you probably already knew what mate was, but I thought I'd say that part because it's something I realized lately. My idea of a perfect mate is a mate. Someone who's there. A mate, period, would be nice. Anyway, I guess the real idea of perfection is just someone who is there and actually cares and, you know, will be there. Well, let me redefine something. When I say there, I don't mean there as in physically, but emotionally. Someone who's there for me when I'm having those rough spots. I have certain people who are there, but that one person who you can call a mate, who you can truly trust, that's what I like. As far as perfection goes, it's our imperfections that make us perfect, so In that kind of case, I really don't care for much else. Looks don't matter, personality does. Especially in the furry world, since our looks can't be shown as well or as often as anyone else's. Anyway, thank you for watching, and once again, I'll finish off with words of wisdom, words to live by, or just words. I am the one, I am the many, I am the few, I am the all. If you push or you pull me, I fly before I fall. I am the life you refuse to acknowledge because you're too afraid to live. I am the human alternative. This is Toggle. Thanks for watching. Later!